It is a wonderful thing to see God do something in our lives, something good in us, by the power of His Spirit. You know, it just does not matter how much baggage we've had in the past, how much doubt we've had in the past, or what kind of sins we had in our past. God is able not only to forgive us, but to change us, to change a sinner into a saint. That's an amazing thing. That's the greatest miracle I think there is, that change of character that comes about. Oh, a zebra can't change his stripes. Well, that is a saying, and it is really hard to change. But with God, nothing is impossible. That's what the angel told Mary when she said that Elizabeth, her sister, had conceived, and she would be bearing a son. Zacharias was a man who did not believe God. He and his wife, Elizabeth, had wanted children, but never had the privilege of being parents. And Elizabeth had not conceived, and she was barren. And they prayed and prayed and finally gave up, until one day an angel came and visited Zacharias, who was a priest ministering before the altar of God. And as he was giving the daily offering of incense, an angel appeared to him and told him that his wife was going to become pregnant and that she would conceive. And Zacharias was filled with doubt and asked one of those doubtful questions. Oh yeah, how's that going to happen? I'm an old man. The angel said to him that you're going to remain mute until the day that this prophecy is fulfilled because you didn't believe. And so Zacharias could not speak. The Bible said he was speechless. But you know what? God fulfilled his promise to them. Zacharias was shown that God is true and faithful because his wife conceived, and John the Baptist was born. And when we believe God, and when God works in us, and when we see the results of what he has done in our character and in our lives, we are full of joy, and we want to talk about it. And this was the same thing that happened to Zacharias. Listen to what he said when they brought the baby John to the temple to be dedicated. It's found in Luke, the first chapter, and the 57th verse. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There is none of your kindred that is called by that name. And they made signs to his father how he should have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue was loosed, and he spoke and praised God. And fear came on all them that dwelt about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I'm so grateful to you that you changed me. So many people thought it was impossible that I could be changed, but you did it. And when I believed that you could do it, and I believed that you could forgive my sins, and you could set me aright, and set me on a right path, Lord, how joyful my life became. Thank you, O Lord, for that. Thank you that you have continued to work in me, that you recognize that I still have many things about me that need improvement, but Lord, I know this, you're faithful, and I believe you. I believe that you can work in me a miracle, that is to change my heart day by day, to love you and to love others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.